Graham Shapiro joins me in studio. Graham Shapiro, how are you? How was your chag? How was your yontif?
This was great. It was a lot of hard work, but it was great.
A lot of hard work for you?
Yeah.
Oh, really? really? You know what? This is when we feel sorry for wives. Tell me why it was hard work for you, Graham Shapiro.
Exactly.
What was that? Eating.
Exactly.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
It's true. It's a dirty job
if
someone's got
to
do it.
Every lunch.
It's true. You never wanted to disappoint anybody, so you just ate. I feel completely poisoned. Anyway, Graham, tell me your thoughts on going down to Cape Town in December. What do you think? Do you think it's morally incorrect to do so?
I think morally incorrect is quite a harsh thing. I never actually thought about it until.
You see, I don't know whether we can trust Cape Towners because they never wanted us there, even
maybe
when.
This was part of their grand plan. Grand was it? Plan. Can you not joke about that?
No, I don't know. We're being very, very politically correct. Oh, no, we're not. So we can joke about it. Yeah, but it is a very Cape Townian thing not to want the Joburgers there because we come down and we order our schnitzels in kilos and they say, you know what, that half. No, that half. We want that half of a schnitzel. While the Joburgers are behind us saying, kilos, please.
Eating up all the kosher meat.
Exactly. Which apparently is scarce in Cape Town as well, but let's not get started with that.
So that's why we have to rail our meat down also.
True. Meat and water. In fact, a friend of mine is taking his Aquazania machine down with a couple of these, the big refills.
That's an interesting plan. Are they going to deliver that month to him in Cape Town?
I suppose, then what difference does it make? It's probably all the same, isn't it?
Probably. So why aren't people just getting Aquazania? I mean, I'm not trying to advertise Aquazania.
Yeah. I don't know, Graham. Anyway, let's just talk about how we know if our business is healthy. How do we know if our business is healthy? And I promised our listeners.
Oh, yeah, number seven. Number seven.
Yeah, I'm basically working for BuzzFeed.
So everyone count.
Right, exactly. Tell us about running a healthy business.
So the thing is, you know, very often you think your business is doing well because you could have cash. Mm-hmm. You could be growing your sales. But there's a lot of other aspects to what make your business an actual healthy, well-run business.
Right.
So, you know, one of the first things that I thought about was, you know, that you're actually compliant with all the laws and you actually know that you're compliant with all the laws. So actually knowing all the laws that your business has to comply with and then actually being confident and knowing that you're doing it is a great sign of health. You know, one of the things is being up to date with tax.
Right.
A lot of things that people don't know about is you know, things like workman's compensation.
Right.
You know, are you registered to pay workman's compensation? You know, there's another very big hole in that is with UIF and registering with the Department of Labor. Very often women go on maternity leave.
Right.
And companies they're not obliged to pay maternity leave.
Right.
They're not obliged to give maternity pay. So a lot of women will claim UIF. Now, if your company is not registered with the Department of Labor and isn't declaring to the Department of Labor that you're paying your UIF, they can't claim.
So the impact can be significant. It's quite a big impact.
You know, there's also, you know, if you deal with consumers, if you're compliant with the Consumer Protection Act, you've got BEE certificates and in the industry that you're working in, are you complying with that specific industry's regulations? You know, if you run a factory, do you have proper health and safety codes going on, processes? So that's one of the first things is, you know, if you're complying with the laws and you actually know what all the laws are.
Right.
And another good way to see if your business is actually well run is if you pay all your employees on time every month. So, you know, that's often, you know, small businesses will often be a bit lax with when they pay their employees, thinking, there's no, you know, everyone pays on the 25th, but we don't have to, you know, everyone must just deal with when they get paid. So if you're actually able to pay your employees on time and also pay them before you pay yourself, it's also a really good sign that you know, you take care of your business, you take care of your employees.
Right.
And that you actually care and are sort of morally correct. That's number two. Everyone, I hope, is waiting for number
seven.
For number seven.
Yeah, but success sounds big. I was shocked.
Another very good sign of health is a lot of a good healthy business is when the business owners actually understand their accounts. They actually get their accounts and they understand them. So,
to what degree though?
So with a lot of my clients, I often would like to get to a stage where they receive their accounts and they go, ah, that's exactly what I expected.
You know? But it makes sense.
It makes sense. Whether you understand accounting or not, you understand the results in totality that, oh, yes, we expected our sales to be up. We expected that expense to be like that. So almost if you've got your finger on the pulse of your company, meaning that you
everything needs to gel. I often find that if you look at your accounts and if you do know what's going on in your business, you look and say, hold on, something's wrong here. You know, to a person who's not involved in the business, it might look right, but that number doesn't make sense. I know that our turnover in such and such a month was higher, or this customer has definitely purchased more product than it's being reflected here.
For sure.
So that's knowing your business.
Absolutely, and also knowing what. Having not only knowing your business, but actually having a feel for the month that you've actually been in is actually being present in your business. And you know, a good healthy business owner watches his business,
right?
And speaks to his staff and speaks to their managers and knows what to expect. So you know, it could be like you said, you know, a number looks wrong. I've had that a few times where somebody's turned around to me and said, no, something's not right. This can't be right.
You know? And you as the accountant can't know that, because whether that customer has purchased A or A plus 10 is not something you'd be privy to.
For sure. You know, you're not involved on that micro level of operation where they generally are, or they have the controls to pick it up if something's not quite right. So another one is if you actually understand the ratio the industry that you belong to,
right,
and understand where you fit in the market. So every industry has certain ratios that people look at. So you know, take a good example is retail. Retail a perfect ratio is, you know, how many days it takes you to turn over your stock.
Right.
So If you're in that business and you can say these shoes, you know, shoes move in 60 days, but in the industry it moves in 40 days. We're behind. So that's also a good time.
That's actually very interesting, because we had this in the commodity trading business, whereas we would work out the cost of finance at 45 days, when a decent person came in and they looked at it and they said, you know, you're financing this business, each thing, for 90 days. By the time you've railed it to the port, shipped it to the customer, been paid, etc., your cost of finance is different to that which you're calculating. And that made a significant difference to us.
Sure, it's double the finance cost, and you know, you're financing significant volumes.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's a great point, and I mean, seeing it in practice. But so, really understanding your industry and understanding where you fit in and what industry standards are, what margins you should be making. You know, maybe you're not selling a certain product. Maybe you're trying to make too much margin.
Right.
You know, maybe you're being a bit greedy. Also, to know when you're outperforming and why you're outperforming
is also a very
important thing. And another great sign of health, which you know, I've seen with a couple of businesses, or you know, in the past who weren't doing so well. The first sign that things are going bad is when you stop paying your suppliers on time.
Right.
So if you can't
playing keep around with that,
if you can't keep to your terms, you know, and you know, common mistakes, not there's common excuses. You can see when guys are starting to, you know, slow play. You'll phone up and say, you know, your account's overdue. When can we expect payment? And they'll go, oh, we just don't agree with your recon. Can you send us your statement?
Yes. Okay. So a delaying tactic, in other words.
You know, when you start using delaying tactics, also the thing is that there's another side. Not everybody can afford to pay your suppliers on time.
Right.
If you have that sort of, if you're a strong business, you might find ways to finance payments of your suppliers to ensure that you keep paying them on time. So it might not be that you might not be able to afford them, but you might look for alternative ways to make sure that you're keeping your suppliers happy. That's
right.
That's definitely a sign of a good business and you know, good solid management of people who are trying to look after their suppliers. And, you know, understanding that...
But sometimes having a poor cash flow is actually a sign of a healthy business in the sense that there's more growth. So if you have too much finance available and you have too much, or you're not utilizing a facility, or you have too much money in the bank, it actually might be a sign of a slowdown, exactly the opposite to a healthy business.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was point number seven.
Oh, was it seven? Oh my word, gosh, look at
you
me.
Got you got
Jeez.
It.
Jeez. Number seven blew me away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So, you know, that's actually another point is cash. And actually, if you can understand what your cash levels mean, and also if you understand the debt that you have, debt is not bad. Like you say, having cash is not generally a good sign. Having debt is also not a bad sign.
Right.
You know,
because it might mean growth of the business.
Well, for sure.
Or your money is actually working for you within your business.
And exactly. So if you take your debt, for example, and take the example for you in your commodity trading, you didn't fully understand the cost of your debt.
Correct.
So if you understand the cost of your debt and the type of debt that you're using, you know, just as an example, it's either a bank overdraft, or you might have a finance,
right, facility. Letters of credit, discounting fees, etc.
You know, all different things. So if you know that the one that you're using is the most appropriate for your situation, and you understand the cost, and you understand that despite that financing cost, you're still making a return borrowing the money.
Right.
That's also, so, you know, one of the points there is that debt's not a sign of an unhealthy business.
In fact, quite the contrary sometimes.
Absolutely, and as you pointed out, sitting on cash is not always a good sign.
Might well mean a slowdown.
Absolutely. Another thing is understanding if you can understand your expenses, and your fixed costs stay fixed. So there's two types of costs that companies incur.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, you have fixed costs, and you have, which are exactly what they should be fixed. You know, your rent is coming in the same cost every month.
Right.
You know, your water and lights is more or less cost the same every month. Might be slightly seasonal, but then you have your variable costs, such as if you buying stock to sell it,
mm-hmm.
that will move in line with your sales.
Right.
So if your fixed costs are constantly moving up and down, it means you don't have a stable business. And if you don't understand what your costs are, it's another sign that you don't actually understand what you're spending all your money on. The most obvious one is that you have growing revenue, that your sales are going up.
Well, it's always a question for me is should a business always be growing? Is it a problem if a business sometimes isn't growing?
So we were talking about industry standards,
yeah.
And my father was actually speaking about EOH the other day,
right?
And he was saying that their particular industry was completely down, but EOH was completely outperforming the industry. And one of the reasons is that there's been speculation over it, it's a lot to do with government contracts.
Right.
So when you are, and my father actually said, this is a sign, it's not always a good sign that you're outperforming when the whole market is down and you're the only guy who's up. It's not necessary, it's sometimes a red flag. So when you say, should you always be growing? You should be growing
in line with the market.
You should be growing in line with
the
market.
That's interesting. Why? What would be the reason if the industry is slowing down and you are growing, that might be a sign of there might be alarms? Is it because of what? I mean, I'm not saying with EOH.
I don't want to disparage any specific
company, but is it a sign of corruption? What is the concern here?
I would say there's two things, especially with publicly traded companies or people who are issuing results.
Right.
Whereas they might be. They might be trying to inflate their prices through like dodgy accounting practices.
Uh-huh.
They might be reporting wrong numbers.
Right.
Or, in sort of private companies whose results aren't publicly known, they could actually just be doing some illegal or unethical things. They could be,
So if a company is bucking a market trend, one needs to look a little carefully.
For sure. Unless there is, you know, unless
you've got a secret sauce.
Unless you're outside, unless you're sitting outside the industry, unless you're like an outlier, unless you take, for example, Uber and taxis, you know, you can't compare Uber to normal taxis. So, you know, in that case, you've got to ask questions. It raises flags.
Interesting.
So, and to say that you should always be growing with the industry, it just should be in line. It just should be, if the whole mining industry is down and your mine is flying, you know.
Right. You might have, even if you don't realize it, you might have trouble. Maybe. Within your company.
Possibly.
Mm.
Another really good sign is your employees actually enjoy working for your company.
That's huge. That is huge.
So very often, most people don't enjoy their job, believe it or not. Some people enjoy parts of what they do, but a lot of people stay at their companies for one of two reasons. One, job security. And another one is they actually really enjoy working in the environment which they're at.
That's become a whole millennial focus, hasn't it?
It has. I think they've highlighted, but I don't think it's anything new. I think company.
No, it's definitely not new.
It's not new, but it's definitely become a big, you know, a fairly big thing with millennials. But, you know, a lot of companies were trying to create great company cultures before the millennials came around. Seeing that's, you know, people who are happier are more productive.
Right.
You know, so if you're arriving at work, working 12 hours a day because you have to be there for 12 hours a day and you only have 4 hours a day of work to do, you know, you're going to be unhappy. You're probably not even going to do your 4 hours of work.
I think there's nothing more important or one of the most important aspects of a business or a work environment, no matter what that work environment is making sure that people are enjoying themselves, because that is reflective. I can walk into any company and you can tell from the receptionist onwards exactly what that company is about, because it infiltrates, it permeates everything. If you've got a miserable, unreasonable, unpleasable boss, someone you can never make happy, or somebody who is totally distracted, or somebody who doesn't get the nuance of what you're doing or doesn't appreciate what you're doing, that will permeate throughout the company.
For sure, and it filters down.
Literally, in a restaurant, you'll see it from a waiter.
Absolutely. You know, like you say, you can see it from the front desk. She's possibly,
she could be a firefighter.
The reception person, could very well have just,
I think
been
we call them receptionists today.
Just like firefighter. Mm, exactly. It's a completely neutral word.
Right, exactly. Because God forbid. Right, yeah.
And another one that I've really thought of is what is a really good sign of health, especially in this day and age, is if companies are actually using technology to make their business easier. So, if you're not...
That's interesting. You see that as a sign of health?
Absolutely. So, I mean, if you're sort of looking at your systems and you're saying, well, this has worked for 20 years. Let's not change.
Yes,
we only
use HB pencils.
We only use pencils. We only use these printers. We still going to post our invoices.
Right. We've got a franking machine in the franking room.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so it's a sign of health of the open-mindedness to the technologies out there. And whether you're adopting it or not, but just being open to saying, we can actually do this better and easier, and there actually is technology out there which is there to help businesses. So if you're using these, it's a good sign that you've also got a future plan. You know, you're not just saying we're fine today, but what about in 10 years' time? In 10 years' time, most of this technology is just going to be normal. So do you want to be early adopters so you're ahead of the game? Or do you want to fall away?
Very, very interesting indeed. And I'd love to hear from you, taking into account all of these tips from Graham Shapiro. I want to know, does the business that you work for, or the business that you're involved in, do you think your business is healthy? And do you disagree with any of them? 34519.
Especially number 7.
Especially. Number 7 blew me away. 0621482374. Let me tell you about a company that is being innovative, and that is Friends Restaurant and Deli. Absolutely incredible. As of last week, but because it was Sukkot, we didn't really talk much about it. They have lowered their prices. They have benchmarked their prices against non-kosher restaurants. They've come down on an average of around about 30%. Absolutely unbelievable. We got takeaways from there last night, and it really was very, very good value for money, and well done to the people at Friends. They've brought their prices right down and are making a significant difference to the affordability of kosher food. So I would greatly encourage people to support them. It's 5 o'clock. Thank you, Graham Shapiro. We'll be back.